This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Welcome in to Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch us tonight on Twitch. Search ESPN 1000 Chicago for our Twitch channel. Let me start you with this tonight, Abdallah, as we get things going here. Bleck and Abdallah till 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. Paul Sullivan in the Chicago Tribune has a column up right now that is titled, Baseball Edging Closer to Another Disaster. Will History Repeat Itself? And it references what took place with baseball and the strike back in 1994 and in the slow march out of the basement of people not caring about baseball and finally coming back in 1998, that great summer where baseball was thriving and the home run era. And basically getting fans back to the game of baseball and wondering, in Paul Sullivan's column in the Chicago Tribune, wondering if baseball is heading to that place now. And I wanted to start you with this because as we kind of see all the little pieces of news and tidbits that come out and what we've seen from the last week from Major League Baseball, whether it be Rob Manfred, other owners of Major League Baseball teams, players then speaking out on the things that they are hearing from the Commissioner of Baseball, to me, it seems like each day we get closer and closer to irrelevance when it comes to the game of baseball. And I'm not quite sure what you do to fix it because I get it. If they play, you would then still get detractors saying that the game is boring, the game is slow, young people are not interested. So, like, even if you play, it will be good for this one moment, but at some point it will get back to the conversation of baseball being a dying sport.
I think that we always have this conversation, right? So we go through the baseball season. You know, you get to the dog days of summer, as they call it, and then you get to the All-Star break. And the conversation for 3 days when there's no sports going on because basketball is done, you're kind of in training camps for the NFL. The conversation is always, how do you fix baseball? How do you fix baseball? Look at these ratings. Look at attendance. People don't care about the sport. Kids aren't playing baseball. Should we cut games down? Should we cut the schedule down? Should we cut it to 7 innings? Should we put a guy on second in extra, in, you know, when you go to extra innings or whatever?
Those are some of your favorite shows.
Well, I mean,
the midsummer sleepy let's fix baseball topic that everyone rolls out at in the middle of July?
Well, that's because
some of your favorite shows.
That's because I've been preaching relegation for baseball for years and years. So that's, you know, I get it. But ultimately, I think that baseball has a problem and this isn't helping their cause. And I think that, you know, if you look at the trends of the average age of a baseball fan is 54 or 55 years old, and it just keeps on getting older. It's just that one 54-year-old guy, next year it's going to be 55, and then the year after that it's going to be 56. You're not getting younger baseball fans to come to the sport because whether it's, you know, not having the attention span for a 3-hour game of, you know, 10 minutes of action and, you know, not having the time to sit down and watch 162 games for 3 hours a game and not knowing when it's going to end. A game could be 2.5 hours. A game could be 7 hours. You don't know how long it's going to last. So ultimately, I think that those are a lot of problems that baseball is going to have to deal with. But their biggest problem is going to have to be getting back on the field this year. And then if they don't get back on the field this year, getting back on the field next year. Because when you go to negotiate this collective bargaining agreement and you see the deals that baseball is signing with Turner for $450 million a year for the next 8 years through 2028, when you see how players get revenue from the playoffs, that they don't get any of the money from these playoff deals, you're going to have a group of players that the Players Association most likely demand that they want revenue sharing, that they want some form of system where they get a 50-50 revenue split. Now, that will mean a salary cap. That may mean a floor. That may mean that these guys don't get paid. You might not see 10-year deals for guys like Bryce Harper anymore because of this salary cap. And ultimately, that might be better for baseball. Because what's Bryce Harper going to be in 8 years the last 2 years of that deal. He's not going to be who the player he is now. Mike Trout's one of the best players ever in history. He might be the best player ever in history. But what's he going to be like in 8 years of his 10-year deal? No one knows. He might get hurt this year and then not be able to play. Like, we don't know.
Well, right, yeah.
So ultimately,
I see what you're saying.
My point is that, like, you need going to a salary cap because they have the luxury tax. They already have the luxury tax. They already basically have a salary cap. Look at the Cubs. They don't want to pay the luxury tax, so they've hit a cap, essentially. It's not a hard cap, but it's a cap. So ultimately, that may be better for baseball. Have a salary cap. Have the same kind of deal structure and salary structure that the NBA does. Have a floor for your spending. Have a ceiling for your spending. That may be the key to helping baseball. The best thing that might happen to baseball is that they might not, like, yeah, they're going to lose fans, but if changes get made because they stop playing, that might be the best case scenario. Well, revamp the sport.
And, you know, what's interesting to me is this isn't just a column on the Chicago Tribune. This morning, also in the Wall Street Journal, Jason Gay penned this in the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "If there's no baseball, will you miss it? An old sport is booting away this summer. They better hope enough fans care." And the entire column is about how back in the day, those who loved baseball would be outraged. And basically what's taking place now is the longer this goes on, those fans who were peripheral baseball fans, more and more are coming to the table saying, yeah, I just don't care. You know, because if we look at the last weekend of sports, we had NASCAR, we had golf, we had boxing, we had UFC. All of those four sports took place in the last 7 days, and three of them over the weekend. Now, you may call this show at 312-332-3776. You might tweet Black and Abdallah. You might go on our Twitch channel and comment in the comment section. Those four items are probably not your top sport.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If I take three of the four and follow all three, it's going to make up the difference for not watching baseball. I'll tell you that much. Because, you know, last weekend, I had enough sports to suffice. I would prefer to watch some NBA playoffs. I would prefer to get ready and know that my football season's going to be here. I would prefer to watch the NHL playoffs. But what we've kind of seen is that you can follow the golf. You can follow the UFC. You can follow NASCAR if you want to. It's not for everybody. But you can find things to follow. And soon, within the next week, you can watch European soccer in the mornings on the weekends, which would take another piece of the pie that people are worried about not having sports throughout this summer that baseball would fill. And so what I'm saying is, like, the column here in the Wall Street Journal is, will you miss it? And that baseball, an old sport booting away the summer, they better hope that enough fans care. I think it's interesting because I don't know if fans really care. And that's why I wanted to start tonight's show with this, because I think the farther we get out with this, the back and forth, Manfred having no control over his sport, the owners clearly don't like the sport. How about that for a 30 for 30? Can we get that? Is that a 30 for 30 that's out there? Baseball owners don't like baseball. Can we get that 30 for 30? Because I think it's real, and we're seeing it in real time. And it feels like the dying sport of baseball is a glacier melting. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't see it happen in one swoop, right? It's years and years of just the ice melting away at a slow pace. And that's what's taking place with baseball.
Big Brain Black is comparing the erosion of baseball to global warming.
Yes.
And how every once in a while you get the look at the World Series ratings. Look at that pop in ratings. Yeah. Look at the $450 million a year they signed with Turner. How can there be global warming if it's so cold out, Chris?
Right. And see, but that's not what global warming is.
But it's so cold out. How can there be global warming
if it's so cold out? The ratings for a World Series game, it's high. I get it, because everyone's tuning in for that one event. But to be honest, the ratings now for the World Series are way below than what they used to be.
Well, yeah, and I think it depends on the teams. Obviously, when the Cubs won, they had really good ratings. You know, you get a team like the Dodgers in there, you might have really good ratings. But I think ultimately, like you said, like, I've made a few golf wagers today for this weekend, And I'll watch it on Sunday if my guys are in contention. I watched last Sunday because I had guys in contention.
Why not?
I'll wager on NASCAR when it's on, because and then it'll give me something to watch. My financial investment is the reason for me to watch. You know, like the return, like the EPL is coming back, and I love the EPL, and I'll watch it. But everybody knows Liverpool's got this locked up. They could lock it up in a couple weeks. It doesn't even matter. In the Bundesliga was done today.
I know.
Like, it's locked up today, but people are still going to watch the games.
Bayern Munich, you're champs.
Bayern Munich is done. It's already done. But my point is that if you're still going to watch because we're starved for sports. Like tomorrow, when the EPL comes back, it's Arsenal and Manchester City. My team is Manchester City. Of course I'm going to root for them. Of course I'm going to watch them. But it doesn't matter because Liverpool's going to win the league. But that doesn't matter. I just want to watch sports.
312-332-3776. We're here for your phone calls. Mike on the south side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. What's up?
Yeah. Like I was saying before, parking on the air, like, baseball has a serious problem. I coached AAU basketball, elementary school basketball, and there is traveling baseball, but a lot of these young kids are looking for the quickest way to get to the pros, and they feel basketball and football is the quickest way. They don't want to go through, like, the minor league system developmental, but it goes further than that. I'm about to turn 41 this Friday. God's sakes, I hate to say that, but it's just, I haven't watched consistent baseball since the Cubs won the World Series. I just don't, because it goes beyond that. You argue, the arguments they're doing off the field, how they're handling business, irritates the crap out of me. It's like, dude, figure it out. Sit down, shut up, stop talking to the media, figure this thing out. You guys are having this problem with my age bracket wanting to watch it, the younger group. I mean, you got a serious issue here. Right now, you need to, this best time to try to fix it instead of you guys arguing. I don't want to hear from certain individuals like Bryce Harper, who's making 300 some odd bucks a year, guaranteed money, arguing over a few dollars. Like, I get it, but as a fan, it's like, okay, I'm just sick of it. I'm done with it. Even if they come up to a deal, I'm just going to be honest with you, I'm not going to watch it. What's the point? Like, is the game hasn't is not faster paced, it's getting too boring. I'm just one of those fans that lost the love of watching or being around baseball, and it's kind of sad because baseball is a great sport. I just can't stand the off the field stuff that they're doing right now. It's making me not want to even be bothered watching it anymore.
Mike, when you used to love baseball, what was your favorite part about it?
Oh man, God rest his soul. My grandfather, every Sunday after church, will sit on the porch, and we were literally, like, he was a Sox fan. But we'll watch baseball. Brought his front porch with his little TV, and we just sat there and watched the game, talk about it, have Sunday dinner. He picked specific, like, almost every summer, he'll take me and my cousins to a Sox game. And it was just fun. It was just fun going to the games and watching it live. Unfortunately, at a young age, you're hearing fans curse and swear. It's kind of funny, but it was still fun to go to, like, the live games and, you know, it was just to me pure. It wasn't the issues. It was just baseball. Now it's just becoming too much for, you know, the season already freaking too long. That's number one. It's just, Jesus, it's too long. But you just get tired of hearing the same old over and over again, and then not being able to fix the ratings and figure out how to get fans to come to it. Every other sport is figuring it out, but baseball, I just don't get it. Even soccer, I heard on Wild and Sylvie, baseball to be concerned. Soccer is going to become more popular eventually.
Yeah,
it is. I'm seeing it in neighborhoods too. Like, one neighborhood I passed, and here I'm going to work, I just saw a soccer field full of kids playing soccer right now. So,
thanks for calling, Mike. We appreciate it, man.
It's probably the most COVID-19 friendly sport because you don't have to use your hands.
Well, yes, thank you. Was that a joke?
No, it's just a fact.
No, but were you doing it as a joke?
Mm-mm, no, fact. It's a fact. And the goalies wear gloves.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It wasn't a joke. I think you're
trying to fire off jokes here.
No, mm-mm, you'll know when it's a joke.
Here's why Mike's call is fantastic, because baseball is routine, right? And routine and having it there in the background, sitting, hearing it each and every Sunday, each and every day, having it, you know, just going on, is a part of what baseball, when it hits at the best notes of emotion, It has to do with, you know, the fact that it's always there, some level of nostalgia, right? Like, all of that comes up when you think about baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's kind of the point of when you look at this season, how why it could be, if they do start, could be very interesting, because you're right, that routine's going to be messed up, and you're not just going to have that hot team that could go into the postseason, because teams, I don't know, 50 games is enough time for most baseball teams to get hot.
Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. We'll take more of your phone calls. We're talking about baseball right here on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Jeremy and Glen Ellen, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not too much, man. What do you think about baseball?
You know what? I miss when baseball didn't take itself quite as seriously. Like, you know, I feel like once it turned into, you know, all you, home run or strikeout, pitchers only pitching five innings, like, there's nothing really to get into, you know? Like, I miss the fun. Like, if you got hit by a pitch, you didn't have all this armor on, so you might charge the mound. All this stuff that they've taken away, it's not so much fun to watch anymore.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Jeremy. You know, one thing I think about with that is this new way of baseball, right? Three outcomes, strikeout, walk, home run. There's no running. Like, think about it. When you
watch, that's my kind of baseball, man.
When you watch a baseball game and you're sitting there consuming it, think about how many times you see someone run. Now, yes, you will see a player go from first base to second base. You will see a center fielder drift one way or the other and then make a run the opposite way to catch a fly ball. You'll see that. But do you see the hit and runs? Do you see guys going from first to third? Do you see relay plays? Not like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the way it used to be is that you would have a hit parade to lead the rally. When does that happen anymore? Just slapping it left and right, little singles, just to bring a team back. You never see that. That doesn't happen anymore.
Think about how the White Sox won the World Series.
Right.
How the White Sox played baseball that year, right? Pesednik would get on.
Yes.
He'd steal second. Someone would bunt him over the third.
Yes.
And then they'd get a hit and he'd score.
Boom.
White Sox won nothing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ace then pitches. Well.
And that was enough. Only 15 years ago.
Yeah. Well, but that's not how the game is played.
I know.
Let's go to Matt in Crown Point. You're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Matt?
I was thinking, okay, if baseball really has a problem, we want maximum excitement. So when was the most exciting period in baseball? Would you say it was like the long-gone summer era?
Yeah, late 90s. I could see that.
Bash Bros.
Yeah, those were early 90s for the Bash Bros. But I would say the 90s overall, from top to bottom, was a pretty good decade of baseball, right? Because you had the Braves teams. You had a few Yankee teams that were incredible in there.
What was the X factor in that era? Was it steroids?
I would say it was a little something extra.
Yeah. So what if we just, let it be known. We're never going to be able to appease the old school statisticians. They're always going to say the old era was better. So why don't we just draw a line in the sand and say, okay, just juice everything. Maximum excitement. Juice baseballs.
Well.
Players taking steroids.
No, I mean.
Maximum excitement. XFL style.
Somewhere
like more conservative than that, but you know what I mean?
No, good call, Matt. We appreciate it. You know, like I get his point. But I would also come back with a part of what was great about the 90s was Ken Griffey Jr. He was clean.
Mm-hmm.
He was a stellar athlete. You know, like the one thing Frank Thomas, again, early Bonds, early Bonds, pre-steroids, much like the player that Ken Griffey was for his entire career, right?
Mm-hmm.
Athletic players who could run in the outfield, make incredible plays, but also get the home runs, steal bases, do kind of everything. I feel like there's a lot of one-dimensional baseball players. When we look at it's like, oh, what was their on-base percentage? Do you have the home runs? All right, he's an okay fielder. That's your baseball player today. That's it. Like, You know, are you ever looking for the Bellinger highlight on defense?
No.
The Mike Trout can give it to you occasionally, but again, the market size really hurts Mike Trout.
Well, because I mean, look.
You know, no one watches Mike Trout baseball games.
I can say this too, and also, like, I love a good Javi defensive gem. I love a good Javi tag. Like,
Javi can do it all.
That's good baseball. Javi can do it all. And swag. And, you know, like, that's one of the players where you watch... But he's a true three outcome guy. You know what I mean? He's either swinging and swinging it into the dirt, or he's going to try to hit it out of the park. Like, there's no... Like, Javi will try, but ultimately, he's as much victim of the three outcomes as anybody else. He's great defensively, and that's kind of what holds him there.
But Javi has a fourth dimension there where he's a ball player.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Rizzo has that, too. He's a ball player where if Rizzo knows that he needs to lay down a bunt, and Baez would do the same thing just to get on base.
Absolutely. And
he's
Javi
not worried about
steal and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right. Like those are guys who know how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like you're right. There are too many who just look at it as, okay, here's what I'm supposed to do. I'm a robot. I just, you know, uppercut swing, launch angle. Mm-hmm. This is all I'm here for because it's all about the next contract.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you see with the guys now that with the contract situation, they want as much stats as possible, which is what this year is going to be interesting. Like, if they do play, what do you do with Mookie Betts? What do you do with guys that are coming up? Like, how are you going to use this year as a way to give players contracts? How are you going to use these stats? What is 20 home runs going to lead the league in 25 home runs? That's one every other game if they only play 50 games.
You know, you were saying something earlier that was interesting. You mentioned the average age of a baseball fan.
54, 55-ish, yeah.
I'm seeing online 57.
Ooh, whoa.
Yeah. So in that voice, that's what most baseball fans sound like, right? It's the...
Oh, no.
So, you know, I was thinking about this because, right, like, baseball's in a spot, right, that... You'll hear this, and we hear it here at the station. And I'm sure when you go to your local bar, restaurant, you call your friends, you hang out at different places, you hear someone always come back at you that baseball is not dying, right? And for the most part, that's coming from a generation that loved baseball because baseball was it when they were younger, right? So, like, if you looked at someone's prime, a 57-year-old, and you ask them, like, what are some of the prime years of your life? I would suggest that someone who is 20 is usually someone in their prime. They're thriving, right? Think about guys in their 20s. Yeah, you're in college. You're going to frat parties. Mm. You're keg stands. You're doing the whole thing, right? It's college. Mm. It's awesome. Mm. Those are the days, right?
Pulling out.
So, like, here's the thing with baseball. Baseball is the hit from when those guys were 20, and they just haven't gotten new music. That's what it is, right? It's the hit. Like, okay, so that 57-year-old, you go back to when that 57-year-old was 20. So remember, the average age of the baseball fan, 57. When that person, the 57-year-old baseball player fan, was 20, it was 1983. Think about all the things in this world that have changed, gotten better, gotten worse since 1983. And then you get the baseball fan who's like, you get the guy who's yelling at younger people who don't get it because it's the great pastime, America's pastime, baseball. Meanwhile, we're like, dude, in 1983 you were jamming to this. Lionel Richie.
Just think about,
he's fine, but does this still work?
Blows my mind.
My Love, Lionel Richie.
Some nights it works.
Does it? Would you prefer Men at Work, which was the number 4 best song from Billboard in 1983? Men at Work. You interested in this?
Day after day, it reappears.
This is a bad
one. This still slaps for you?
This still slaps,
night after
yeah.
Night, my heartbeat shows the fear. Goes to fear and
fade. Wait till it gets to far. Oh, come on.
That's it. That's all you get. Men at Work.
All right.
1983. It's hot. Culture Club. You want some of that?
Time won't give me time. Time makes it
okay. In the defense of Culture Club, have you heard The Weeknd's new album?
I have. Okay. It's fantastic.
Tell me that doesn't sound like the 80s.
It absolutely
does. And the 90s. Come on.
I'm just saying that the baseball fan who wants to yell at everyone else that their sport is not dying is the guy who's still listening to these albums like they're hot. Do you want to know? So those are the number 5, the number 4, number 3 top songs from 1983. Do you want number 2 and number 1?
Yeah, and I have a music analogy for you about baseball fans.
Okay, number 2 and number 1, 1983's biggest hits next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Welcome back to 1983's Top 5 at 5, or 6:35. Top 5 at 6:35, here with Chris Black and Adam Abdallah.
You ever listen to those countdowns, and then you get to 40,
every Sunday on my
42
way in.
Minutes into the hour, and then they take that break before that last number one song is played? I wonder if that's by design.
Well, of course it is. It's the Seacrest when you go, and it's like watching The Bachelor.
Yes.
They'll do it all the time, too.
No, that's reality television.
Yeah.
Reality television, they show you what took place, and they say, here's what's going to happen. Then they go to break. Back from break, and then they re-show you what they just did.
Mm-hmm.
They backtrack. Like, if you watch a show on Bravo or MTV, 90% of the show is foreshadowing and then replaying what took place before the commercial break, and you get, like, this little sliver of new content in between each TV segment.
Yeah.
All right, Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. We're talking about the average age of a baseball fan, 57. When that person was 20, it takes us to the year 1983.
A great year.
And the point is, in the 80s, baseball was it. It was the biggest sport. America's pastime. Everyone loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, in 1986, that's when you saw the highest rated World Series ever. Mets, Red Sox, the Buckner Ball, Game 6, Game 7, the World Series, the whole deal. That's when the most eyeballs in the history of television were on the sport of baseball.
Yeah, they had three channels.
In the middle of the 80s. Well, yes, they had three channels, but still, they were into baseball. So we're talking about 1983 because the average age of the baseball fan is 57, and, you know, people go back to the nostalgia of their 20s. This person would have been 20 at the time. The number two song in 1983 is actually a really good song. I can't make fun of baseball for this one. David Bowie, you can't beat this. This is good.
Yeah.
You can go against David Bowie?
No. There are better David Bowie songs.
Oh, well, yeah, but 83 was a weird time.
Better, yes.
Earlier on our countdown here, the number 5 song was from Lionel Richie. My
love. Number 5. A quick recap of the top 5 before we bring you number 5.
We're doing what the reality TV shows do. We're wasting time recapping.
Number 4,
Culture Club.
Listen, Culture Club slaps. I don't care what you're talking about.
Are you up time?
Listen, don't come at me with the 80s. I love, like, one of my favorite movies is The Wedding Singer. Like, The Wedding Singer is so good.
Men at Work.
Number 3. This is a good song.
Night after night. All right, baseball fans. So the number one song in 1983. Listen, you were 20.
1983.
You're a 57-year-old now. Baseball's your favorite sport.
You were at the bar.
You yell at people like Black and Abdallah. You tell us we know nothing because your favorite sport is thriving. It's baseball. You're 57. And when you were 20 in 1983... you were getting your swerve on to this.
Oh, yes. This is fire, dude.
This actually works. Still works.
Look, let me tell you this. If you're DJing, like, at a bar,
Oh, yeah. You
if you're
slow
at a bar
down.
And you're like in River North, you're this is summertime shy,
right.
And you mix that in there, like, listen, it's going to go off. Trust me. But just real quick. You just mix it in real quick.
So you're telling me that if someone is club, at a club DJing, right? And then you somehow you slow it down,
yeah.
and everyone in the club kind of stops, yeah. and everything, and then
Well, everybody's like, every bar DJ's move is to take that Jackson 5 song and then slow it down into the Kanye song.
Yeah, every single time.
Every bar DJ's move is to do that. So my point was this, before we broke, is that the music analogy I was going to make, and you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, and Roderick Janes on Twitch says, they are still producing revenue, despite what the owners will tell you, and attendance isn't falling off a cliff. Baseball is dying, but it's close to death. It makes sense. People cite national ratings to prove its decline, blah, blah, blah. They're still producing revenue. To me, baseball are the Rolling Stones. People love the Rolling Stones. Great bands.
Yeah.
Many hits.
Sure.
Many hits.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of drugs. Many hits.
Much like baseball in the 90s.
Much like baseball in the 90s. They'll sell out three nights at Soldier Field. Packed. Full of people. Full of people. They're all 60 years old. And eventually those people, and sure, they could bring their kid to the concert. He's got an oversized Rolling Stones t-shirt on.
It's great. Slept in it the night before.
Exactly. It's great. You could buy it at a Hot Topic if you want. It's awesome. But eventually, the Rolling Stones aren't going to be around anymore. And the fans aren't going to be around anymore. And great, they generate a ton of revenue and people go and it's awesome. But tell you this, the younger fans, there's a hell of a lot more Roddy Ricch fans than there are Rolling Stones fans.
I don't even know what you just said.
Exactly.
Mike in St. Charles, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
Hey, well, you said the median age was 57. I'm 57.
Okay.
Back when I was a kid, we played baseball all the time, all the neighbor kids, and you don't see that anymore.
No.
You don't see kids playing baseball anymore. I mean, the first thing we did was collect baseball cards, Tops. Tops was the baseball card back then.
Mm-hmm.
And our doubles would end up in our spokes on our bike, but that's beside the point. But to me, I love the game back then. Nowadays, I'm kind of losing interest in it.
Hey, Mike, what was your favorite part about the game back in the day?
It just seemed like it moved quicker than it does nowadays. You know, pitchers weren't standing up there for 20 seconds to throw a pitch. You know, the game was a lot faster back then. I thought it was. When I was growing up, my mom used to take us to see Ron Fano, Glenn Becker, Don Kessinger, you know, all those guys back in the late 60s, early 70s. You know, like Jose Cardenal. And I mean, I grew up with Rico Petrocelli at third base for Boston, you know, Bernie Carbo.
Yeah.
Back when players were just loved the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. Just jamming out 1983's biggest hits. Shout out to baseball.
So if baseball's the Rolling Stones, what's the sold-out show that I went to at the United Center with Travis Scott where kids were, like, being pulled out and there were, like, you could feel the molly in the room?
It's playing watching Call of Duty on Twitch.
Oh, okay.
Josh and Evanston, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, guys. So I have trouble believing this survey that 57-year-old is the average age. From a mathematical standpoint, like, that means for every 10-year-old, you need a 9-year-old fan. Or, for example, you need 60 50-year-old fans to balance out one 10-year-old fan in order to get the average to 50. I have a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
All of my 13-year-olds, and he's a boy, all of his friends are baseball fans, every single one. There's no way. I think it's just one of the, like, I have a lot of trouble with polls these days ever since the last election. I don't really trust many of them. Like, there's no way the average baseball fan is 57. You guys are two guys. You're in your 30s. You're baseball fans. I bet most of your friends are baseball fans just because they also like football or basketball. I bet the survey is that what's your number one sport?
Yeah,
it's not everybody's number one sport. And that's why it's not a good survey. You go to the White Sox games, Cubs games, they're filled with young people. The Cubs bleachers are filled. Not one person in the bleachers is over 57.
Yeah, Josh, no, you make a good point. So how would all of your kids list baseball as the number one sport that they're interested in?
My children, yes. 100%. Okay. I have three kids. One's five, so maybe you don't want to count him. But my eldest, baseball, it's all baseball to him. Like, he's the tallest kid in his class, and he has no interest in playing basketball. And, like, we made him be on the team, but because all he wants to do is play baseball.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair. Appreciate the phone call, Josh. And the one thing I would say is, like, it absolutely is not the number one sport in my book.
No, so, look, if we had to, like, if I had to decide one sport to go away, like, I could never watch that sport again.
Oh, wow.
It's baseball.
Really?
Yeah. First of all, I'm not getting rid of football.
Baseball is awesome.
That's cool. I'm not getting rid of what's more intense?
Football would not be eliminated.
Yeah, football's of course, I'm keeping football. I'm keeping soccer. I'm keeping the NBA for sure. Playoff hockey is more intense than playoff baseball.
I agree. Okay. Mike in Tinley Park, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hi, guys. I think, you know, when I'm 72 years old. I played sandlot ball. We got up at 9 in the morning and played till 9 at night. The reason we still love the game, all us guys, is because we didn't have parents butting in, and we didn't have to be coached by everything. We didn't have travel teams. We just played for the love of the game. These kids, by the time they're 15, 16, they're tired of this stuff. I mean, these people have ruined the game. They're sick of it.
When was baseball at its best, Mike?
You guys are too young, but I'll tell you what. Like I say, baseball, when I was a kid, you went out. You called your buddies at 9 in the morning. You didn't come home till 9 at night.
So you're telling me the best part of baseball when you were growing up was actually playing it, not watching or listening to it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it was fun to play because you played. These guys, it's politics, it's travel teams, it's their hitting instructor, all this stuff. These kids are, and their parents are up their butts off. These kids are sick of it by the time they're 15.
Thank you for the call, Mike. I get it that most baseball fans are probably like, that's
banger,
not my jam,
dude.
But come on, it's 1983. This is a number one hit in 1983.
That's a banger. That is a banger. We'll do 84 tomorrow.
We will. Did you see Kyle Shanahan got new paper?
Yes, he should. Can he buy more big hats?
Who are the best coaches in the NFL? I want to ask you next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Check out ESPN 1000 on Instagram. ESPN _ Chicago is where you can follow us on IG. Checking out Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I want to talk to you about Kyle Shanahan and head coaches in the National Football League in just a moment, but let's go to Dan in Oak Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sitting here ice cream caking with the wife, but anyway, what I think people don't think about is after the home run, you know, and the steroid scandal and all that, after the home run was diminished.
Yeah.
I'm 43, and I think that is what took it away from me because, you know, that record used to be mythic, Babe Ruth and Roger Maris and all that. And then after the steroid thing, like, what else did you have to strive for in baseball? Like, that was the pinnacle right there. And then after that was diminished, it kind of was like, well, I'll just watch when the playoffs come and see who the best team is and, you know, watch the most competitive baseball at the end. It took all the regular season crap away for me anyway. I just want to hear what you guys think about that.
No, Dan, you make a great point, because now what is the big record of note now? What is it?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't think someone's going to hit.
Thanks for your call, Dan. We appreciate it.
You know, I don't think someone's going to hit more than 70 again.
Is 73 the number? Like, is that what we're looking at? I mean, half the people, especially the baseball fans who are closer to the age of 57, they don't like that 73 number.
They don't.
They don't like Barry Bonds. They don't want Barry Bonds anything to do with their baseball. They don't want Alex Rodriguez to be a part of their baseball. They want their baseball to be Babe Ruth. That's it. That's all they want. They don't want anyone else.
I mean,
isn't that what we have here? They don't want any of these new Sammy Sosa. No, thank you.
Yeah, I think that with the Sosa doc, or the Mark McGwire doc featuring Sammy Sosa.
I haven't watched it. Still on the DVR.
Delete.
I don't have to go back and watch it.
Delete.
It wasn't intentional. I moved on Monday, delete. So like I've been busy the last 72 hours.
Delete.
All right, good. So I don't have to go back and watch it.
Delete.
Am I going to have to talk to Cap about it tomorrow?
That's a good question.
Is he going to want to talk about it?
He talked about it today because Sosa was still making the rounds. This dude, I mean.
He's a guy that didn't want to talk. Now he's
talking to everybody.
Is he talking about steroids yet?
He said that he never took anything.
I heard his non-admitting I took steroids admission during the doc. I saw the clip of that, right?
Like yesterday, he said that? I guess yesterday.
On the doc? Was that in the doc?
I guess yesterday with Cap on NBC Sports Chicago, he said that he never took anything.
But he said in the doc, this is the one clip I saw from it, is that he said that everyone was doing it. Right? That was the dramatic piece from the doc?
I've tried that excuse. It doesn't work.
Sorry, Mom. Everyone's doing it.
Are you gonna jump off a bridge? You gonna jump off two?
Yeah, well, if everyone's gonna do it.
I mean, if everybody's doing it, who am I gonna hang out with?
That excuse never worked, especially with curfew back in the day.
Well, there was no way to ever prove that everybody else was staying out.
Well, yeah. I mean, if a party was... You know, like if everyone's at a party.
If the party was jumping.
Sure.
You had to stay. You can't be that kid that leaves the party early.
So we were talking about something else, but now I'm interested in this doc, so it's no good, huh?
No.
Because here's the long-winded joke to this piece is that I had it on the DVR, but I moved and I no longer have that DVR. So,
oh,
so
really
I can't.
A joke.
Well, I mean,
it's on demand. It's on the ESPN.
So it's not worth my time. Is that what you're saying?
No, of course it's not worth your time. It was. Right. Here's the summary. Guitar noodling.
Oh, what kind?
Jeff Tweedy from Wilco.
Okay.
Did the soundtrack. Right. Props to him.
It's not bad.
Shout out. Jeff Tweedy and Wilco, some baseball. Mark McGwire said he took steroids and he's sad about it and he's sorry. some Sosa, some Paul Sullivan.
But no, sorry, Sosa. Just only McGwire, sorry.
Just McGwire.
Sad McGwire. No
shrugging
sad
Sosa. Sosa's just like, what about it? and then you get like weird footage. It goes from HD to non-HD because they're taking like 98 footage, but mixing it in with like footage from Wrigley from like last season where there's still people in Wrigley.
Oh,
and it's like, oh, that's a Bryant jersey. What? Like when we watched The Last Dance, like it was all 90s footage,
so
right?
I haven't watched it, so you're telling me that people were negative on this?
Our friend Nick Friedel has checked in and also said, delete, hell yes.
Oh, if Nick doesn't want to watch it.
And
I
Nick
mean,
loves Sosa.
No one's a bigger Cub fan than Nick Friedel.
And he said, delete it. Delete it.
Okay, all right.
I'll sum up Sosa's reaction. Sosa, did you take steroids? Everybody did it. What about it?
What did Paul Sullivan have to say?
I forgot to mute my computer.
Yeah, that was my text that went through, by the way.
Yeah, you texted Nick.
I just said, hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. I forgot to mute my computer. I'm sorry.
So what did Sullivan have to say?
He was at Guthrie's. We've been to Guthrie's before.
It's a good bar.
Yeah, he was at Guthrie's.
They serve alcohol. It's cold.
They do, and they play board games.
I like that.
Yeah. He just, you know, he talked about baseball.
All right. Should I ask Justin from Bourbonnais if he watched it, if he had any thoughts on it?
What does he want to say? Who can beat 73? Yeah, sure.
Hey, Justin, did you watch the documentary?
You know, I haven't yet. I'm getting ready to watch it tonight.
But you're going to watch it because Abdallah's trying to talk me out of watching it.
You're fine.
I know. I keep listening to you guys, and you guys are kind of trashing. I'm like, God, is it worth watching? But I recorded it. So
Do you have Twitter, Justin?
I do.
Can you tweet me a review after you watch it tonight? Mm-hmm.
Tweet
us. That's cool. I will.
All right. I'll retweet you. You watch for me, and if it's a great review from you, then I'll watch it. Okay? Deal?
Cool. Sounds cool.
All right. 73, what are your thoughts?
I mean, can somebody really beat 73? Is Barry Bonds the most scientifically engineered people or baseball players there ever has been? I mean, when you look at his first at bat, he looked like Raj from What's Happening, and his last one, he looked like the Incredible Hulk. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, to say, and that's what's funny about baseball to me is that everybody knew that Sosa and McGuire on steroids. I mean, your 12-year-old sister knew, hey, those guys are on steroids. You know what I mean? It's like, and baseball act like they didn't know. And it's just, it's like, it's really surprising to me. But, you know, the Sosa thing, I mean, he walked out on the Cubs the last game. You know,
Justin, do you want to hear them talk about them doing steroids in the documentary?
I mean, I don't think they should leave it out a little bit. Oh. I mean, it's
if
I
you want
know.
To,
I mean,
if you want to hear them talk about it, fast forward an hour and 40 minutes into the documentary.
I mean, spoiler alert.
I mean, I hear you. I don't know. I mean, everybody knew. And
it's a documentary. I mean, you can't spoil it.
It's like saying college athletes go to class and think, you know, right. A percentage of them. It's just those obvious things in life that we act like that don't happen, but everybody knows happens.
Yeah, I'm with you, Justin. I totally agree with you. Send me a tweet with your review tonight, okay?
Cool. I appreciate it, though.
All right, Justin. Talk to you later, man. Thanks for the call. All right, we're back in 2 minutes, and I will give you who are the best football coaches in the National Football League. Back in 2 minutes.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.